You are listening to 91.7 KXT Centralmatic back in the studio with us. Guys, thank you for coming once again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We got the new album, Take Pride in Your Long Odds, released just last week. This is your 11th album, too. You play tonight at Good Records. Actually, you need to skip out of here pretty quick, so we'll get you out of here quick. Tomorrow night at the Kessler. Excellent. Thanks for, once again, thanks for coming in. And so you guys have been around about 17 years or so, right?
Yeah.
That's something else. What have you seen? I get. What have you seen?
We're like
in the
driving as a band
since like Super Bowl 31. That's insane.
Yeah, we've gone from the era of going to the copy shop and putting up flyers for our shows to social media and all that. We've seen a lot of changes over our over the span of what we do. CDs were around certainly when we started, but.
CDs were an exciting innovation at one point in Mark and I's career, in all of our careers, but we've
still see mini discs for sale at record stores.
Yeah. All right. But yet you still demo on 4-track, don't you?
I still do. I've used real sort of archaic, antiquated techniques for songwriting. I think it sounds better. I've used WAV files and GarageBand and things like that, and it's kind of fun to get down weird sound lane, but in the end, I think the old Tesk M424 still sounds better to my ears. Pair that with a decent microphone, and it's good.
I love it too. There's something about that tape hiss starting. It started.
That tape hiss has just turned into tinnitus at this point. So that's become a part of my fabric.
Well, we'd love to hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
This one is called "Anything Torn Out" from our brand new album, "Take Pride in Your Long Odds."
Ooh. 91.7 KXT Centromatic in the studio with us. Beautifully done. Anything torn out. Just a beautiful song for the new album. It's called Take Pride in Your Long Odds. Released just last week. And you play tonight at Good Records. Well, the show starts at 7, so that's pretty quick. We're going to let you get out of here pretty quick before that happens. Tomorrow night at the Kessler. And, you know, it's really cool that each of you have a job to do. You always kind of work that way. Like, you know, Matt, you're the technical and production guy. You sort of free up Will and Scott to hone in on the writing.
Will writes all the songs. And we all kind of, Matt's the engineer and producer, we all help produce and, you know, flesh out the songs. And, you know, we don't really do a lot of pre-production on the, you know, the records. We kind of talk about it, what we might do and how we do it. But, you know, that's sort of the adventure when we get into the studio to see where it goes. And this is the new one.
Will, the last album, Candidate Waltz, I mean, you're really prolific. You're pretty quick. I mean, you wrote the album in about 2 weeks, wasn't it?
I wrote it pretty quick, yeah, and mostly on bass guitar, which was kind of a different approach, but I just liked the feel of the instrument, and I think it kind of it sort of drove me down some different creative paths melodically and vocally and things like that. And with this one, I went back to acoustic guitar but run through a bunch of distortion and reverb pedals and things like that. Back with the four track that we discussed, and this was a similar type of writing session in that it happened over the course of maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and it wasn't really expected. I wasn't expecting to go into Centromatic writing mode, but just 3 or 4 songs cropped up that kind of took good shape and matched well with each other, and then that's where the record kind of, that was the foundation of the record. And it got kind of specific even at the end in that I had a sequence in mind and, you know, certain thematic, like, character relations and things like that. So that's what became this record.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. I guess you're going to play one from your album Love You Just the Same.
This one's called Reset.
So surgical with your handbooks and artistry, your pastels and tapestry, all arranged for the day. And it's so mythical with your halcyon afternoons turned into darkest frights for the ways that they change. But when you come too far, you lose space and time, like a shell without a spine, to reset any time, reset any time. It's so mythical, such sudden commotions, the accursed emotions, it seems dangerous to me. And it's so comical, or at least through your very eyes, rehearsing new alibis while your podium waits. But when you come too far, you're losing space and time, like a shell without a spine, to reset any time, to reset any time. You reset any time. How? How? Ooh.
Well, you're listening to 91.7 KXT Centromatic in the studio once again. Appreciate you coming back. It was about a year ago you guys were here, so thanks for stopping back by before your show this evening at Good Records. You play tomorrow at the Kessler. Do you still write on bass guitar?
Sometimes, yeah. It kind of depends, you know, on whatever the mood is for the day or something like that. That time I was honestly just going through, I have too many guitars in a closet, and I was kind of going through cases, and they weren't labeled, so I was kind of unsure of what was in what case, and that one happened to be my wife's old bass guitar. It plays great, and I just put it on and started kicking around all day with it, and a few ideas came up, and it was just, that was it. The record, you know, the writing for that record was it started that way.
It's just really curious for me. Are you thinking in just root notes of the chord?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of helps you hear things a little differently because you are dealing with, in that case, I was just dealing with singular notes as opposed to, say, a full, like, six string sort of G chord, which definitely it pared things back a little bit, you know. It definitely changed some ideas rhythmically and some approaches in that regard. So it's fun to write on a bass guitar. I'm looking forward to going back to that at some point.
Well, I love the song Cross Path, and you wrote it with what you described as like pockets of time. You had to find time because you're a little baby, and you were, I think you had to change your diaper or something, and after you did that, you kind of set her down,
yeah.
And you wrote that song really quick.
Yeah, she was furious. we were going upstairs, and I had to change her, and I had that melody in my head, and it's like, oh, man, I knew it was going to be like this, and so we got to get this done, and then, all right, you got to be cool, and I'm going to put you in your little Jimmy jump up next to me, you know, and I'm going to grab this guitar and probably make a lot of noise, and hopefully you're going to get through this next, you know, 15 or 20 minutes while I document this. And some of the demos, she's pretty unhappy. There's audible evidence of her displeasure. But nonetheless, it was definitely an adventure in multitasking for those few weeks, for sure. But I got it down, and fortunately we got it to the studio and got to make a recording of it.
And do songs come to you easily? I mean, do you write pretty easily?
Sometimes they show up inconveniently in like traffic situations or, you know, mid conversation with someone. You're like, oh man, I got a melody. I got to go write this down or document it. But then other times maybe I'll try to focus on a true writing session. Just try to like make time each afternoon and spend at least an hour or so just knocking around melodies and documenting ideas. Even if a full song doesn't come together, so long as there's some forward motion melodically and musically, then I'm happy. But it does, it's feast or famine sometimes. Sometimes, you know, 20 songs will crop up in the period of 3 weeks, and then sometimes I won't write a thing for a month and a half or 2 months. Not a thing. So it really, it's a little bit all over the place.
And are you guys, the rest of you guys, are you normally just pretty happy with what Will writes?
You can say no, it's okay.
Routinely blown
well,
away.
You know, he's pretty good.
Will happens to be one of our favorite songwriters on top of being, you know,
yeah, that's what
our friend. So it's kind of a weird situation, you know, because sometimes you don't feel like you're being objective, and then, you know, you get caught off guard. Maybe a song comes on randomly on your iPod or whatever, and you're like, dang, I really do love what this guy writes. You know, I'm being objective and also happen to love him, so...
Historically, they've pulled some songs out of the rubble that I may have considered just kind of a passing fancy or a throwaway, and Matt and Mark and Scott have been such just viciously consistent filters over the years, to where when they suggest, like, well, maybe we should take a look at that one, about 100% of the time it's the right call, and they've pulled some of those recordings have wound up being some of my favorites. And I do distinctly remember a couple of instances where I was ready to just like move on and leave it be. So they've saved some pretty great experiences, really good recording experiences, and in my opinion, some of our better songs, you know, coming.
I mean, well, it says a lot. I mean, obviously it's worked because, you know, going on 20 years now. So, hey, thanks a lot for coming once again. We really appreciate you being here, and have a great show tonight. at Good Records, and tomorrow night at the Kessler. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank
so
you so much.
Well, let's do one more song before you leave. What are we going to hear for the last song?
This one is called Through the Fog, Then Down.
And oh, my stymied friend, was it just some sordid memory again that brought you through the fall? Damn. With your legs in braces, tinsel and some tape, and you were looking kind of thin, and Marion and I could lounge you screaming from your death. At us. To go. Thank you.
Huge thanks to Centromatic for stopping by before the show. See them this evening at 7 at Good Records, and tomorrow night they'll be at the Kessler Theater. Hey, I'm Joe Cozera, listening to 91.7 KXT.